Hey there, it's Tanisha Coffey, aka the Lofty Entrepreneur here, and tonight is a quick hot seat session. So one of the big questions that I keep getting from a lot of you in the Starting a Business with Tanisha Coffey group is, how do I start a business with no money? Well, I want to put it out there to you that you need to think about it a different way. All right. So a lot of people think, I just want to start a business. How do I start the business? What you need to be thinking about, if you don't have any money to start a business, is not about starting a business. You need to think about the strategy to get money in order to start the business, if your business requires startup capital, because there are ways to start a business depending on what you want to do without actually having to have startup capital. You do have to be lofty about how you go about it, but it is possible to do. But for now, I want to focus on those who are needing capital, feel like they really do need the money in order to get their business going. So you kind of have two choices. The choice that most people go for is focusing on actually, you know, getting the money based on the vision that they have for the business that they want to create, basically the end result of the business that they want to create. For instance, sometimes you'll have someone who wants to, I'll use an example, say do a salon, right? Or a beauty supply store. Well, in your mind, you're used to seeing beauty supply stores often in your neighborhoods. And so you first think about, I want to have a storefront and all that comes with it. And that's great to have that vision. However, if you are not in a place where you can afford all the expenses that come with just getting a storefront, let alone running it, then you definitely want to, you know, shift kind of your vision. So if you do have that vision and you don't want to change it and you do want to have that storefront, then you need to have a strategy for getting the money. A storefront business, you need big money. So you have to decide how risk adverse you are. If you're not very willing to take the risk of, say, a loan or business credit, then you may want to shift your vision, because those really are going to be the primary options. Are there grants out there? Yes. Are there, you know, other ways to get it, you know, through like life insurance products to potentially help you? Yes. But at the end of the day, you're taking on that debt. And if you're a person who is not willing to take the risk of taking on those types of things, then that's not an ideal option for you. Another option, if you're trying to get money to start a business and you need a larger lump sum, is to tap into your retirement. And there are programs out there that will allow you to tap into it without you getting penalized, as if you were taking the money out for something else. You have to specifically be taking it out for your business. But you do want to be careful. Obviously, you were saving that money originally because you needed it for retirement. So you do want to be very strategic in your thinking and how much you really need to take out and whether that's the route you want to go. And of course, how you would go about putting that money back, or basically refilling your stash of retirement monies in order to, you know, not put yourself in jeopardy down the line for something that you're doing right now. There are ways to do it, but you have to be very careful about it. All right. So those are some ways to go about it if you need big money, right? But say that your dream is smaller, doesn't require as much capital, but you still feel like you need money to do it. Well, that's when you need to go and you need to start looking at the things that you're doing in your life, all right? There are tons of things that we all say that we don't have money to do, but yet and still, somehow there's other things that we somehow find the money to do those things. It's all about what is really important to you. So for some of you, the solution might be looking at your budget and saying, where can I shave $200 off of my budget per month? It's $200, $600, $800. I know people who have gone through budgets with them and they found $1,000 that they were not wasting because they were enjoying how they were using it, but they really did have the money to do the things that they wanted to do, but they just had to change their behaviors. So looking at your budget and figuring out where there are things in there that you can change is a great way to start saving up for the monies that you may need to start your business, right? Another way is think outside of physical money. Think about the other resources that you have in your life. So money is one resource, people is another, your skills are another. So sometimes the secret to finding the money that you need may actually be tapping into other people in your circle, because they may know someone who can help you to do what it is that you're trying to do. So think about the people in your life, and you might actually find that some of the things that you're wanting to do that you felt that you needed money to do, you actually can find a person resource that can help you do it. And you might be able to barter with them, or, you might be able to strike up some sort of deal where it actually really won't cost you at the outset to do it. You have to start thinking like a business person. Business people make deals. They make deals that make sense. And the deals that make sense are ones in which both parties win. So it can't just be about you, but it is possible to do. Now, if you don't have money, the other way to go about it is to shift your thinking. So a lot of times, business owners, people starting out in business, have a certain vision for the business that they want to create. And that's great. You definitely have to have vision. However, you might need to have multiple phases of that vision. So, for instance, let's go back to the beauty salon. The beauty supply example. So if your dream is to have a storefront, but some of the options that I mentioned, they're not feasible. Maybe you don't have, you know, retirement savings to tap into. Maybe you don't have a home that you could pull money from. I don't recommend that one. So just FYI, that is something that sometimes people do. They tap into the equity of their home. I do not recommend that at all. But say you don't have these things to tap into. Say you're a loner, you don't have the people resources. Well, you can still have your overall big vision. However, in order to get there, you may need to take smaller steps. You may need to have an amended vision. So for instance, you might decide that, if you want a physical location, you might look into having a kiosk at, say, the mall or another kind of high traffic area that may allow you to start that business with lower startup costs. You might decide, if that's too much, do e-commerce. Okay, you can definitely do that online. Just because you want to have a local business doesn't mean you can't have an e-commerce business and still focus on local markets. Now, of course, e-commerce allows you to be able to have a wider reach, but you can focus your efforts solely on local and have great margins when you're running that business. And then I know what you're saying. Well, what if I don't have the money to do a website or something like that? There are ways. You can, be doing drop shipping, and you can use, a landing page. Landing pages typically cost far less. You start off with fewer products. You don't look and try to fill, a whole house of inventory and tons and tons of products. You start with a smaller amount of items. You start small and you grow it as you're able to do so, as you're able to reinvest in your business. So those are some of the best ways for you to be able to, start to get to doing what you want to do for your business. You do not have to have a lot of money in order to start a business. There are ways, but you have to think strategically about it. And that's one of the telltale signs of an entrepreneur. You have to be ready, willing, and able to figure out how to pivot in order to get to the place that you want. Because I'm going to tell you right now, as an entrepreneur, the very first time that you try something, it may not work. And you can't just decide, oh, it didn't work, I'm going to quit. You won't make it very far as an entrepreneur in that way. So instead, you really need to kind of focus on some other ways. So I had someone send in a question about grants. So I do want to talk about that. Lots of people really are, excited about the notion of getting a grant for their business. And so I want to just let you know, grants do exist, absolutely. But I want you to understand how grants typically work. So typically the way grants start is they start off from the federal government, the federal level. The federal government will typically then funnel those down to the states. Then the state may funnel that down into various county and city levels. And so at that level, then it is sometimes then given to certain organizations, certain nonprofit organizations, but it's typically those nonprofit organizations that are providing services to people that are getting those grants. So in order to get some of those grants, you really would need to be connecting with some of those nonprofits who provide perhaps grants, scholarships, and funds to people. So I want you to understand it is possible to do, but it's not as simple as people make it sound when they toss around, oh, just go get a grant. Are there grants out there? Absolutely. There's grants for women business owners. There's grants for veteran business owners. There's grants for minority business owners. So there are definitely different categories. And, you know, so that is an option to do, but just keep in mind, it's not as simple as you think. If you are wanting to do a business line of credit or a loan. So for those of you, if you're not quite certain the difference, obviously a loan is you take out a certain amount of money and you're going to have to pay it back with interest in a certain period of time versus a business line of credit is just like your credit card. You're given access to a certain amount of capital and you use the capital that you want. You have to pay on it or pay it off at a certain interest rate. However, once you use it and then you pay it back, it's still there for you to actively keep utilizing. So in my opinion, if you're going to borrow money from someone else in order to fund your business, that's definitely the business line of credit is the better way to go versus the business loan. Now, the thing is obviously we're talking about credit, which means that you do need to pay attention to your credit. So if your credit isn't in the best shape, then and you're thinking about either a loan or business lines of credit, then the first things you're going to want to do is get your credit together. There are ways to get business credit without having to use your personal credit to do so. But there are some intricacies to that, but it is possible to do. But even at that, there are still things in your personal credit that can still affect the decisions for that. So you really have to kind of decide where it is that you want to go with your business. How much do you really want it? Are you willing to change your vision in order and to take smaller steps to get to where you want to go? That's one route to go that might make it more feasible. And so instead of saying, I need $100,000 to start a business, you might say, I need, you know, $500 to start my business. It's much more digestible if you're willing to change your vision. If you're not, then you're on the side of having to create a strategy in order to get the money. And whether that strategy is budgeting, whether that strategy is, you know, tapping into people resources, whether that strategy is, you know, figuring out some sort, some other way, selling items, selling other things, basically creating another business, a different type of business that you can do, your skills, your services, in order to make the money you need to start the business that you want, it's up to you. But if you don't have money to start a business and you really feel that you need money to start a business, then the first place you want to start is with that strategy. But if you're willing to be flexible on how you have the steps that you take to get to your business, you can find a way. So those are a few tips. If you are trying to start a business with no money, I'm happy to talk with you guys more. If you have further questions, just be sure to send me a DM or put them in the comments and I will do my best to get back to you. And, you know, just I'm here to help. For those of you, if you are posting questions, ideally you will post it in the Starting a Business with Tanisha Coffee Facebook group, and it's free to join. And I'd love to have you there. I share all sorts of tips for small business owners, whether you're just starting out, of course, as well as some veterans who, you know, maybe you've started, but things quite aren't going the way you need them to go. So I provide all sorts of tips in there. So I'd love to see you in the group. And that's it. All right, guys, thanks for joining me for this hot seat. I'm Tanisha Coffey, aka The Lofty Entrepreneur, and I'll see you around. Bye.